socks.
Go, 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 go!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! Chicago is proud of you!
This is White Sox Weekly, the Chicago baseball conversation on the new flagship home of the Sox, 720 WGN.
If every day could be like today, look at the White Sox, 6 in the 5th, 2 in the 6th. They lead the Rangers 8-1. Carmen Harry with you, White Sox Weekly. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Harry, we're going to talk to Scott Merkin at 4:35. Harry, we are creeping. Do you know what today is?
Yes, it's Creep People Out Day.
It's March the 9th. Do you know what opening day is?
Opening day is soon, dude, and it's against the Texas Rangers.
Yes, that is correct. We are down, Harry. We are down to
17?
I believe it is 19, sir. 19 days. 19, and baseball will be here.
I'm ready for it. And the White Sox, you know, they're fighting the injury bug. Nicky Delmonico tried his hardest to kill himself yesterday, but he couldn't. Hopefully he's going to be okay. The White Sox, despite the injuries, I'm liking the attitude. I'm liking this, you know, the Manny stuff has gone away, and the guys can't wait to play. And there's a lot of reasons to believe in the Chicago White Sox.
Well, the main reason, I think, you want to have optimism as we look for a beautiful... Listen, when you look at the division, and you look at the Detroit Tigers, massive rebuild, might be the worst team in baseball.
Right.
The Royals...
They have a good minor league system.
Sure. The Royals are light years away as well. And Ned Yost, by the way, I don't know if you're paying much attention to Ned Yost at spring training, but holy cantankerous Ned Yost with the media. Every single day, I'm like, you guys are asking me questions about what's going to happen during the season. How am I supposed to answer that? It's March the 8th. It's March the 7th. Like, it's a very testy Ned Yost over there. And so,
and he lost his best player for the year.
Salvador Perez out for the year. The Royals picking up a catcher today who's not Salvador Perez. And then, look... You might get a surprise team in Minnesota. You might not. And then who knows what the Indians are going to be. So,
unfortunately, I think we all know.
Well,
the Indians got three studs at the top of the rotation. They've got, you know, a great third baseman, a spectacular shortstop.
Right, but if they start out slow, those Corey Kluber rumors continue to be out there. Perhaps the Indians, baseball's a funny game. Cleveland's been doing it for a long time at the top of the division. Last year, they started out slow. I'm just saying, if you are looking for acceleration of a timeline, the biggest reason is the division right now, which is, one of the reasons why I personally thought that if I was Manny Machado looking at that division, you're looking at 10 years deep and all that, and he got more money to go to San Diego, more guaranteed dough. I get it. But I don't know. If I was Manny Machado looking at that division, competing rather than going to San Diego, you're competing against the Dodgers, you're competing against the Diamondbacks. I'm looking at the AL Central for the next 3-4 years. I like my chances to have put up huge numbers against who's pitching. But whatever, that is here and gone. The White Sox, a lot's being written this week about the outfield, Harry.
Yes.
And we are in a holding pattern for Eloy Jimenez, who will be up at the end of April.
Yeah.
Not having a great spring, by the way. He's in 150. Not that anybody, it doesn't matter. It's spring training. I get it. But he's not having a great spring.
Right. But who would you rather have? I mean, I can't wait for him to get up.
Of course.
And of course, they're very smart. They're very intelligent not to bring him up. It's the whole Chris Bryant thing. Let's, control him for another year. Eloy is going to be fantastic.
But Luis Robert and Mike Rodolfo are both going to start at single A this year. So, that really is your dream outfield, assuming the White Sox don't add any free agents along the way. Bryce Harper selling a gazillion jerseys in Philly, but I wouldn't have paid him that money either. So you're looking for some big-time production out of guys like, I would hope, Daniel Palka. I would hope Nicky Delmonico. But it could just be that you're going with a very, very light hitting outfield. John Jay, Adam Engel. I mean, you're and maybe Leury's out there. I mean, you might get 10 home runs combined from those three.
Well, right now Palka's hurt, right? And yeah. Delmonico's hurt. And Delmonico yesterday, they brought him in the seventh inning. He went for a fly ball. He crashed into the wall, went through the fence into the bullpen, and hit his head hard on a pole.
He wasn't going that fast. He's got what they're quoting a mild concussion. He's out 5 to 7 days is what they're saying. I think it didn't look fun, but it could have been worse all at the same time. And Nicky is on the bubble to make this team, Harry.
Yeah, I don't know if he was going to make it. You know, I mean, he hasn't been hitting. You know, 2 years ago, before he got hurt, he was on second base every time he came up. But, you know, he hasn't been doing that lately. I don't know if he was going to make it. But, you know, they've got, you know, Bisabi. You know, I'm worried about him health-wise. He's going to start at AA Birmingham. And, you know, you just... there's reason to believe. Look, if you're a Sox fan, there's reason to believe. And there's like seven, you know, pretty prominent players that are injured right now for the White Sox.
Yep. And, hey... spring training stats are not exactly, you don't want to read too much into them, right? But for the record, Nicky Delmonico was having a very strong spring before he got dinged yesterday, 6-for-15, hitting .400. And then others, you know, Papalka comes back yesterday. It's the smallest of sample sizes, but I wonder about a guy, he's 1-for-7. I wonder about a guy who overachieved last year by what people thought he was going to do, at least, released by the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Can he...
27 bombs.
Yeah. Can he be actually better than what he was and become an actual legitimate right. middle-of-the-order left-handed hitting power guy? I mean, that's a huge question going into the year. And if he stays healthy, he's going to get an opportunity to prove it.
And another guy we should mention, if we're talking about outfielders, is Brandon Guyer, who is also banged up. He's hurt. So we don't know if he's going to be ready to go for the start of the season. But right now you've got like two healthy, ready-to-go outfielders in, you know, Engel and John Jay. And, you know, someone else is going to get a chance. And maybe it's Leury. We'll see what happens.
And Leury's talking about, hey, I can play some shortstop for you. I can play left. I can play center. I can play. You don't want, in an ideal world, it's great to have a guy like that on the team. You don't want him playing every day. That's not the vision for a Leury. At least, certainly not every day at one position. If you're sprinkling him around, playing him 4 or 5 days a week, that okay, fine. But that's not an everyday guy. By the way, you can enter the home opener sweepstakes for your chance to win two platinum box tickets for the White Sox home opener. That's coming up Thursday, April 4th versus the Mariners. Visit whitesox.com/HOSweeps today. Home opener, H-O sweeps today.
You figure that out all by yourself?
All by myself.
Curtis tell you?
All by myself. Curtis didn't. I need help from Curtis for other things.
Sox fans, single game tickets are now on sale. Join us for an exciting 2019 season. There's great giveaways. There's promotions all season long. Lower level tickets start as low as $20 to see the White Sox. Visit whitesox.com to purchase your tickets today.
312-981-7200. Would love to hear from you, White Sox fans. If you want to speak to reasons why you feel the White Sox perhaps are going to surprise in 2019 coming back. But I'd like to talk about the pitching, Harry. We'll talk about the pitching and what that's looking like, how that bullpen is shaping up. You got some new names. We'll hit on that coming on back here. And Scott Merkin coming up at 435, 720 WGN. White Sox Weekly. Hope you're having a great Saturday. Blackhawks hockey coming up tonight.
Big game.
To say the least, Blackhawks need to win tonight. Win out? What do you think? Win out?
They need to win almost all the time. And, you know, Jeremy Colleton was mixing the Minute Maid on Thursday night, put new lineup together. John Hayden skating with Taser and Saad. Kane was on the third line. Of course, if Kane's on a line, it's hardly the third line. But nice rally for victory by the Blackhawks, and they got to get the Dallas Stars tonight. And they're back on United Center Ice Monday against the Coyotes.
Winning is fun. Fun is winning, so says Ozzie Guillen.
Back yes.
He's not working for ESPN anymore. That news came out this week.
Yeah, he's not the only one.
For a convenient, secure way to manage and access your game tickets, you could choose mobile ticket delivery when you purchase online. Visit WhiteSox.com for info on mobile ticketing.
Hey, experience a game this season from the Goose Island. It's the newest addition to Guaranteed Rate Field. It is spectacular. spectacular. This area in right field features a variety of seating options, including field-level views, group party areas, and individual seating. Sounds like a good place for bachelor and bachelorette parties to me. For more information, call 312-674-1000 or visit whitesox.com.
Do you think they'll give me a deal on that?
I think so.
Yeah.
Is your dad going to be your best man?
I was probably going to do best man with my brothers, Harry.
Aw, that's really the
dad
touching.
The dad best man thing's not a bad idea. I didn't even know that was an option. I know people did that. Here, but let's talk about the White Sox here on White Sox Weekly. We can get into my personal life on the beat if you want. Ronaldo Lopez has had a rough spring coming into today, but four innings, three hits, gave up only one run, walked two, and struck out seven. That is what you wanted to see from Ronaldo Lopez today. His ERA lowers to 6.75 on the spring. And guys, at the start of spring training, they tend to be working on things. They're not trying to blow hitters away. So, and especially the more established you are. So the numbers with Lopez are a little more concerning because he's going into his second full year, and you want to see him coming out strong, but I wouldn't, you can't be overly concerned. A couple starts in the desert. Good to see him pitch well today.
Yeah, I mean, they need him. They're going to need him pretty big time, and hopefully he'll come through. You know, there's, you're as good as your pitching, right? I mean, you can get hot. You can get hot for a couple days with your bats, but you're as good as your pitching. And, you know, and last year the White Sox starting pitching disappointed. You know, they're going to have Carlos Rodon healthy all year. Hopefully he'll be, you know, consistent. He was a beast. He had that little section there of season where he was just a beast. And you know, I'm surprised he doesn't garner more respect.
So Rodon has pitched very well this spring. He's got seven innings on the book so far. He's given up only four hits in those seven.
It's damn good.
Three earned runs. He struck out five. Opponents are hitting 167 against him. We spoke to Carlos numerous times last year, had him on White Sox Weekly. This is a guy who very, very much wants to be the number one starter on the staff. And I think it's important that you have a guy who has that mindset. Not that, oh, okay, we don't have anyone else to do it, I'll step into it, versus I want to be that guy. And Rodon has that mindset. We'll see if he can handle it. He's got to stay healthy. But clearly, going into the season, that's the guy at the top of the rotation.
And I'm not saying he's Chris Sale, but he is the same recipe of for success that Chris Sale was. He was a high draft pick. The White Sox used their top pick to get him, and he was up in the bigs before you can say, you know, Jack Robinson. And you got to like what he does. You know, he's a lefty. He's got to, you know, just stay consistent. That's the biggest thing you want from these guys. You know, you think of him as like, you know, being a veteran, you know, because he's been around, been on the in the organization for a few years. Now he's only 26, and there's so many pitchers that don't find themselves until, you know, late 20s. So I think there's reason to believe Carlos Rodon is going to dominate.
Dominate?
Yes, dominate.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's a beast, Carm. He's beast waiting to happen.
I love watching him compete. So here, let's just talk about the rotation. You got Rodon at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Lopez, who we mentioned, which I think will slide into the two spot. I would assume Ivan Nova is going to be your three starter. And Lucas Giolito, that is, to me, if the White Sox are actually going to surprise in 2019, Giolito is an enormous key. And last year, he had the highest ERA in all of baseball for a good portion of the year.
Yeah, it wasn't even close.
And then he started to pitch better in the second half. He's done a lot of stuff off the field in the offseason, coming into spring training. I mean, so far it hasn't been good. Again, spring training. But he's pitched in two games, 4 2/3 innings, 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 earned. Opponents are batting .348 against him. His whip is 1.93. These are not great numbers. These are bad numbers. But again, spring training. But I think if there's one guy you want to see get off to a strong start this year, and we can talk to more about this with Scott Merkin coming up after 4:30, I think for me, Giolito would be my number one pick to see that that guy is actually going to be something.
At the end of 2017, I thought Lucas Giolito had some very beautiful games.
2018.
I'm saying the year before that.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, you're right. Absolutely, he did.
Right,
he did.
When he was up late in 2017, you know, I don't drink anymore, Carm. I know what you're talking about.
Apparently I do. My bad.
That's okay. I can understand why. You know, fiancé keeps pushing the date back. Lucas Giolito's got that sweeping curve, and when he's on, I think he's, you know, he's got a potential to be very good. I also think there's a very good chance that Carson Fulmer makes this team as a relief pitcher, which could be interesting.
Well, they've certainly been running him out there a lot in spring training. He's already pitched 4 games. No, he's thrown 7 innings, 7 hits, 7 runs.
Mm-hmm. The walks is what bothers me with Carson Fulmer.
He's given up a couple homers.
The walks are what bothers me. I apologize, Mom.
No problem. Is Mom listening right now?
She wouldn't know if she was.
Carson Fulmer, to his credit, has struck out 8 batters, though, in his 7 innings of work. So.
He can be. He's a very talented pitcher, but his biggest problem is his control.
Right. He's only walked 2 so far in spring, Harry, but over time, of course, that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he makes the team in that bullpen. Whether he sticks, that'll be another story. He's not going to have the long rope that he had in the past. The bullpen is shaping up to be Colome as your closer.
Mm-hmm.
Kelvin Herrera setting up. Nate Jones right there, too. Jace Fry, Caleb Frere. And I suppose Ian Hamilton makes this team. Manny Manuelos, who
pitched well yesterday.
Yeah, and he could be the 5th starter
right?
as well.
Southpaw.
So the back end of that bullpen always tends to move around a ton, and Manny's been around the league quite a bit here. But maybe if Ervin Santana's not healthy, that could be your 5th starter.
Right, and Ervin Santana is a really nice signing. You know, whenever he gets up, I think the White Sox will benefit from that signing very much. You know, it's with these young guys, you just hope that they reach their potential. All you can do is put them in a position to succeed, and you hope that they reach their potential.
312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump on in here. Real quick before news, Scott, welcome to 720 WGN, talking some White Sox. What's up, Scott?
Here's what I like. Giolito, I've spoken to him recently, and he said he's in the best physical shape he has been since he's been in the majors.
You spoke to Giolito, Scott?
Yes, I did.
Were you at spring training?
No, I was at a party where he was at and for the White Sox. And he is ready to have a breakout year.
Uh-huh.
Was this a party that, like, you guys both happen to know the people at the party? Or was it like an event for fans?
A White Sox-sponsored event.
Ah.
So I believe that you guys fight in that Rodon is going to be a beast. But Giolito's the key. Giolito's the key to winning the final wild card spot.
Well, Rodon, I believe, could be one of the better pitchers in all of baseball. I mean, they used third pick in the draft, and he's a monster. Giolito, I would love consistency out of a Lucas Giolito.
Well, Scott, we're up against news here, but you just called in with a personal relationship with Lucas Giolito, and you just predicted the White Sox will
win a wild card.
Will be in the wild card, which is
the last wild card position. Yep, that's
okay.
What I'm predicting.
So
I heard Mr. Carmen laugh at that. So I'd like to wager something with Mr. Carmen on that coming to fruition. I don't care what it is, but I'm willing to make a bet.
Okay, well, see, I think that we should have a bet that will be paid off at Guaranteed Rate Field. I'm not wanting to bet against the White Sox being the second wild card here. But why don't we'll have to think about this. But, we clearly there should be
dinner with Lucas Giolito.
Would you like to, on March the 9th, caller Scott, would you like to put down a number on how many wins the White Sox will pick this year? And if you get within 5, we'll give you a major WGN prize pack to be determined at a later time.
I'll pick it right now. They'll win 86 games.
86?
Oh, I like it.
All right.
Quite a step up from last year.
Quite a step up.
All right.
The players got to learn how to play baseball sometime.
Yeah, is that your wife?
Better than the present.
Is that your wife in the background?
Yes.
She
knows. Go ahead.
Yeah, tell her you're talking White Sox on WGN.
Oh, she knows. She loves the White Sox. She's out there with me. Anytime I'm there, she's with me right aside.
That's awesome. You got any kids?
Yeah, kids. I got 2 kids. They're always out there also. Whenever they're in town, I got a 20-year-old, and then I got a 13-year-old. he's always with us, and whenever she's in town, she's sitting right next to us. We're avid White Sox fans.
I like this guy.
You just need to add in, and I always listen to White Sox Weekly. It's the best show on the radio. Just got to throw that
you
in.
Guys, I think you guys are smart baseball guys.
There we go. See, that's
you have us confused.
All right, 86 wins within five. I'm going to put you on hold here. Our Curtis is going to take your information.
We got to slide him tickets, Carm.
Well, doesn't sound like he needs any tickets. We can do something for him.
All something.
Right. Quick timeout. There's some optimism for you, White Sox fans. This is, we'll get you news next, 720 WGN. All right, you're on the air with that one. We're a minor faux pas here, which is totally fine.
Turn on my mic.
Scott Merkin, MLB.com with us. We were going to play Michigan State because there's a huge college basketball game tonight.
I don't know if you're aware of it, Scott.
But we played the Michigan fight song by accident for Merkin, who went to Michigan. We were going to taunt you, but apparently we're just giving you love, Scott Merkin. Welcome to the beat. Welcome to White Sox Weekly. How are you?
Welcome to the beat and the white and the show today. Yeah, it's a big game now for a share of the title with a team that Michigan beat by like 25 earlier in the season. But I see the gritty Wildcats could not pull off the upset today on Senior Day in Evanston.
That's a shot.
They gave it all they had, Scott Merkin. And
sure. Well, that's all you can ask.
There you go. Well, good luck. Let's talk about the pitching staff here. Ronaldo Lopez on the mound, Merk, today, and I'm reading you on Twitter. He told you that he had his best stuff of the spring today. Certainly, the numbers back that up. What by your eyes, the Merkin eye test? Would you say he looked better than he has early in the spring?
Yeah, he looked pretty good the whole spring. Actually, I know the numbers don't totally equate to that because you know you're working on stuff and you make a bad pitch and it ends up in a 3-run homer and you're only going 3 or 4 innings, so that's a little skewed. But yeah, he looked good today. He struck out 7 in the third inning alone. He struck out Odor, Mazara, and Gallo, which is pretty much the heart of the Rangers order. And what Lopez said he really liked, talking to us through interpreter Billy Russo, was that he said he used the slider on all three hitters to finish him off. And that was a pitch that he didn't feel great with last year, but he feels better with now. And it's been a focus of his in spring training and was a focus of his today. And he did a good job with it. Yeah, he had a real nice out. It was real smooth out there today.
All right, so Scott, there were moments last year where Rodon got beat up, but there were other moments where I saw a beast on the hill. The White Sox with Chris Sale, with Jim Parquet, had, high first-round picks that they brought up to the bigs pretty soon that were left-handers that had great success. Look in your crystal baseball. Tell me what you see for Carlos Rodon in 2019.
Well, I think the key thing for Carlos Rodon is, and it probably hurt him a little at the end of last year, which, he wouldn't say, but, he put a lot of work in just to get back last year after the surgery and, the rehab that he went through. So, by the time the last couple starts in September, which were bad, and it was a rough September for him overall, he had probably kind of hit a wall, and that was what he had left. But remember, he comes into this season fully healthy. There was no rehab work directly over the offseason aside from, preventive stuff that I'm sure he does all the time now. And although Ricky Renteria said that he's not going to be announcing it for a week to 10 days, somewhere in that range,
right,
I would be surprised if it's anyone but Carlos Rodon. And Carlos probably knows at this point that he's the opening day starter on March 28th in Kansas City. And, I think he's going to show that he's a top of the rotation guy. He had some of those great stretches last year without his, top peak velocity that we've seen him hit at times. So I think a year removed from surgery, you're going to see good things from Carlos Rodon. This is going to be a guy who's going to, kind of lead the way for this White Sox staff.
Why is Ricky playing coy on the opening day starter?
That's his choice. He runs the show, so the way he described it is he doesn't want to, have an opening day starter and something happens and everyone says, oh, that happened to the opening day starter. That's fine. That's his reasoning behind it. And he makes the final call, so we'll wait for the 7-10. Yeah, I will say that Robin Ventura, I remember the year that Jose Quintana had the opening day start, didn't really announce that until, later in spring training. So it just may be the way the White Sox go when you don't have. I mean, Rodon seems to me to be the pretty clear choice, but certainly is not a guy like Sale or Burley who kind of had that automatically every year when they were there because they were the number one guy on the staff.
by the way, just a little, I'm not sure if Bob had this in sports or not, but Bradley beats Loyola in college buckets today, 53-51.
Whoa.
So the Ramblers are out of the Valley Tournament.
Porter, Moser, NIT bound.
Looking like the NIT for Loyola. Continuing on with Scott Merkin.
I'm guessing Sister Jean didn't make the game today?
I'm assuming she was there, Harry. But
she was there yesterday.
I got to say, some of the bracketologies I've seen, it had Michigan as a 2 seed and Loyola as a 15. I'm like, I don't want any part of that matchup again. They took care of them last year, and that was – so I'm sorry to see. I mean, Loyola was a great story for Chicago sports, not just Chicago basketball, which, you know, has not been – aside from Northwestern's, you know, one-season run, there hasn't been good for a long time. And I remember, you know, I grew up in that, as I'm sure Harry knows too, grew up in the heyday of DePaul when DePaul was like the pro basketball team in Chicago. You know?
Terry Cummings, Mark Aguirre.
Which was the heyday of Loyola until last year while Frederick Hughes was running around. I mean, right, outside of 63.
That Mark Aguirre team almost spoiled the Larry Bird Magic Johnson championship. I think they lost by like 2 points in Indiana State in the semifinal.
Final Four, they were there.
Talking with Scott Merkin on White Sox Weekly here. Merk today is sponsored by Mazda of Orland Park and ZoomZoomNation.com, where they're always trying to make your car shopping fun. Merk, who's impressed you the most this spring? If you're like, hey, guys, you should know this. This dude looks great. What would you say?
Wow, that's a good question. Kind of caught me. I mean, I like what Moncada's done switching over to third base. I like the work he put in coming into spring to try and get himself, you know, in a better place after the 217 strikeouts. You know, a year that was probably below his talent last year. I think Lopez has looked great. I'll give you two off-the-radar guys. Ryan Burr, who just pitched about 5 minutes before you guys called me, threw another scoreless inning, and I think he's given up one run in 7 innings and struck out 8 this spring. He had a little time with the White Sox last year. And there's a young kid named Danny Mendick, who is a non-roster invite, who's hit like 400 and can play all over the infield, also can play outfield if they want him to. And really, it's kind of cool to talk. Not that everyone doesn't appreciate what they're doing out here, but he's just talking about how he's loving every minute of, you know, spring training. And as a 22nd round draft pick, and I think it was 2015, not a lot of expectations. So he said he doesn't really have anything to lose, just to show what he can do. So, you know, a couple of younger guys like that have kind of jumped up and had good. And it's good to see Mike Rodolfo back in the lineup after coming back from Tommy John and getting some cuts as designated hitter. So that's a positive too.
You know, we talked before before spring training started about who would be in the leadoff spot, and I'm not at all surprised, even though he's getting up there in age, that John Jay keeps batting leadoff. Wouldn't you say he's the leadoff man every game he plays?
You know, I have a birthday coming up in a week, and if John Jay's getting up in age, Harry, I'm in a lot of trouble in that case, because I'm a little bit older than John Jay on that one. But yeah,
I see you as the exact same person, by the way, physically, you know, mentally.
Of course. You mean the exact same person as John Jay, or the exact same person as I was young, or
no? It's just you and John Jay. I mean, it's really hard.
Sure,
sometimes
exactly,
I'll see you. You know, I'll see John Jay, and I'll call him Scott. I go, how come Rookin's not answering me?
Oh, man. Yeah, I think he will lead off, and I think Leury Garcia will have a chance to lead off when he's in there, too. I would say those are the two main guys, and probably Moncada hitting second and Abreu third in the lineup.
How do you think it breaks out with Yonder and Abreu as far as first base and DHing?
I mean, you know, Abreu doesn't like playing, or doesn't like serving as DH. He likes being in the field, being part of the action. Yonder has not played at DH much in his career. But I don't know if it'll be an even split, but I think that'll be really by gut feel for, you know, Ricky Renteria. I think you have both guys who can, you know, do a good job at first base, both know what they have to do at DH. So I think it's just going to be, you know, what Ricky feels in the game or at the week at that time to see how he's going to break it down.
I realize that there are two young catchers that at some point will be up with the White Sox, but it seems to be very important that Wellington Castillo gets off to a great start. What have you seen this spring from Wellington?
Yeah, you know, he's ready to go after last year's, suspension, the 80 games that he lost. And he's, you know, kind of back where he was at the beginning of the season. And let's not overlook James McCann. You know, James McCann has done a good job kind of getting to know the pitchers because, you know, Wellington had a good working knowledge of the guys in the staff from last year and spring training at the time he was with the team. But McCann has come in and he's caught Rodon. He caught Lopez today, hit a long home run today. And, I think, you know, in this day and age, you really don't have kind of a pure starter and a pure backup as a catcher. You have a guy who's kind of your number one, which is Castillo, but you also have the backup get a decent amount of time too. So I think it's a good pairing for the White Sox. Just as I think, Collins and Zavala could be a good pairing in the future. I think if Collins does get to the majors this year, which I think is a pretty good chance, he'll probably come up as some sort of hybrid of, catcher, first base, DH, doing a little bit of everything, because he has worked at first base during spring training.
Couple more minutes here with Scott Merkin, who's kind enough to join us while the White Sox are playing, which is very generous of you, Merk. We appreciate it. Should White Sox fans be concerned by Lucas Giolito's spring numbers?
No, again, I'm writing a story for today about the bullpen, and you look at the lefty trio of Fry, Bummer, and Frere, who've all had some level of success last year, and all are in play to break camp with the team, and they've been bad this spring. But I don't think it's so much worry as this is more about the process than the results. I think you're more focused on getting ready for the season than putting up zeros every time you're out there. And Giolito has done a ton of work to kind of revamp things, and he's changed his delivery a little bit. He's changed his mental focus. So I think it's kind of all a work in progress for him. But I do think it's important for him to get off to a good start. I don't think that he can be a guy who can have a rough April and take it from there. I think he's in a better place overall. And he said he's got a set routine, he told me now. And he's, whether it's 7 shutout innings or 5 runs in 5 innings, he's going to keep the same routine, which is a good thing to have. But yeah, I wouldn't go too much by the numbers in spring training. I think it's more about the process.
I'm a big Jace Fry guy. I think playing here, the whole season, I think 57 ought to, and I'm surprised they didn't retire that for Kevin Byrne, by the way. But I think Jace Fry will be great. My favorite question to ask Sox fans is, who is the longest tenured Sox fan? And that is 65, Nate Jones. I hope you're going to do a prominent mention of Nate Jones in your story.
Yeah, I mean, Nate's a featured part of that. Nate's seen it all at this point. Now, Nate, can talk about way back when in 2012 when he was here. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think the second longest tenured is Leury Garcia as a member of the White Sox. I think it's Nate with Avi Garcia going to Tampa now. But, yeah, Nate's a key guy to have when he's healthy. I mean, Rick Hahn's done a good job there of, kind of following the mold of bullpens. You can't just have... Gone are the days of just the Mariano Riveras or the Trevor Hoffmans or the
right.
Bruce Sutters and other guys to fill in. You got to have 3 or 4 options down there, and they do have that. They have Nate Jones. They have Calvin Herrera, who threw a scoreless inning today, and they have Alex Calme, who I would guess starts the season as closer. And then you have younger guys like Jace Fry and Ian Hamilton. Dylan Covey's looked very good this spring, so he could be an option in the bullpen if he doesn't get that 5th starter spot. So there's a lot of choices to have, and that's it's a game of, as Hawk Harrelson would say, it's a game of bullpens right now, and he's right about that. The Sox really shape up as the best bullpen in the AL Central going into the season.
We got a man there.
Dadgum right.
Merk, appreciate it. James McCann with a home run today. White Sox are, 9-1 now, Merk, in the 8th inning?
It was 8-1 when I walked out of the press box, so they might have scored since then.
I think they tacked on one more. Merk, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll see you at Guaranteed Rate Field sooner than later.
All right, and good luck to the Wolverines tonight.
Go green!
There you go.
Stop.
All right. Scott Merkin down in the desert on White Sox Weekly as we get the live update for you. Sox leading the Angels 9-1. Quick timeout. White Sox Weekly, 720 WGN. I like that you're broken like me. 720 WGN White Sox Weekly. Mark Carmen, Harry Tynowitz with you. Hope you're having a great Saturday. We're playing broke.
And?
Because?
Because there's so many Sox that are hurt. Now, your guy, Daniel Palka, who you're thinking about marrying if you don't marry Chelsea, he came back. So it's great that Daniel Palka's back. He's been nursing a quad.
Left hamstring injury. He was out for 10.
Thank you, hamstring.
Yes, he hurt it back on February the 24th, which was the second day of Cactus League play. But now back and rolling, Daniel Palka.
Yeah.
Who else, Harry?
Luis Robert has a jammed thumb, and he should be ready to go in a few days. Now, a guy who won't be ready is Delmonico. He might be ready for the start of the season. We don't even know if he's going to make the team. But Nicky Delmonico yesterday, they brought him in a game in the 7th inning, and he went out. The ball will find you. He's not a great, I like Nicky Delmonico. He's not a great defensive outfielder to start with. He went crashing through the wall, and he hit his head on a post pretty hard. and he had to be carted off the field. So they think that he may be ready for the start of the season. And again, we don't know where he's going to start the season, but hopefully he'll be okay. And, you know, then you've got, you know, a couple other big, you know, like, you know, injuries to worry about. One would be, you know, young pitching prospect who, you know, Dane Dunning, who they, Dr. James Andrews looked at, but he doesn't need to have surgery. So hopefully he'll be back with just like rest and training. If he has to have surgery, that's really bad.
Yeah, that's not what you need, obviously. A little forearm stiffness, he'll be fine. Dane Dunning's going to be all good to go here, Harry. Stay positive. Give me the...
I'm sorry, the Sox are going to be good this year. They're going to be fun to watch. Well, and Eloy's going to be up here, you know, before you know it, and this is going to be a fun team to watch.
Well, I don't know if they'll be good or if they won't be good, but I look forward to seeing Eloy up there every day. I look forward to seeing Yoan Moncada making some big steps, hopefully at third base. I'm looking forward to seeing Tim Anderson take another step in his development. I'm looking forward to perhaps having one of the maybe getting Zach Collins up here at some point.
Yeah,
I would like to see that happen. I'm looking forward to seeing Lucas Giolito take the next step.
Nick, I'm telling you, Nick Madrigal will be up this year as well.
I'm looking forward to reconnecting with the Adam Engel family as well, which was one of my favorite moments.
Mr. Engel.
Mr. and Mrs. That was awesome. Hey, Sox fans, be here for the home opener Thursday, April 4th. It's at 1:10 as your White Sox take on the Seattle Mariners. For the first 20,000 fans, you get to take home a long-sleeve White Sox shirt presented by CIBC. Get your tickets today at WhiteSox.com.
The White Sox Newborn Club is the perfect gift for the newest member of your family. The package includes a Southpaw onesie and hat, a White Sox bib, and a customized White Sox birth certificate. Trumple like that. Purchase yours today at WhiteSox.com/newborn. I can't wait to give you and Chelsea one of these.
Thank you very much, Harry. We appreciate that. Let's not put the cart in front of the horse there, Harry. Team, thank you. Appreciate you.
Have you thought of names yet?
Mark Jr.
Mark Jr.? Jewish people don't junior it up.
These rules that people make, I don't know if I believe in them.
Yes.
Hey, real fast, we wrap up.
How about Sebi?
Sebi's not bad.
Yeah.
Sebi's not bad. 9-2 Sox as they go to the ninth, leading the Rangers. Just real quickly, Eury Garcia is 1-for-2 today with an RBI. Yoan Moncada 1-for-4. Jose Abreu is 1-for-3 with an RBI. Brian McCann with a couple RBIs going 1-for-3, now hitting .389 on the spring. Eloy 0-for-3 and now hitting .130. And, yeah, that sort of takes you through the most of it. Tim Anderson, 1-for-3, now hitting .480 on the spring. Yolmer was 3-for-3 today, Harry, .381.
Gotta like that.
Yep, and Ryan Cordell, 2-for-3, up to .292. Four innings for Ronaldo Lopez, 3 hits, 1 run. It was earned, walk 2, struck out 7. So that gets you up to date. All right, that'll do it for White Sox Weekly. Carmen Harry with you. It's coming up here at 5 o'clock with you till 6:30, Blackhawks in Dallas. We will get that rolling and get you checking news in 2 minutes on 720 WGN.